Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we are back. Good morning, you. 9:07, it is Election Day Tuesday. November the 5th, dealing with some clouds right now, 37 degrees. Thank you for waking up with us. Once again, this morning it's Tuesday, so it means we got to talk real estate with Sherry Bell in from Action Realty. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Doing great.
All right. Real estate market, you said, kind of to the slow side right now. And typically around the holidays, does that happen?
It really does. You know, I think it's a little bit earlier this year. And, you know, I think that's kind of a direct result of the election.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully after we have an answer to some of our questions that the market will pick up a bit. And, of course, interest rates, you know, last week Steve reported they were up just a little bit.
Yeah.
I haven't checked yet this week, but hopefully they're heading in the right direction.
So you mentioned the election. Does it typically do that, kind of slow things up in an election year?
You know, more so this year. Mm-hmm. Is really what I'm seeing, you know, and rightfully so. I think, you know, everybody's just kind of concerned.
Could it be a general election thing versus the midterms? Because, you know, people don't get too crazy about the midterms, but general election.
General election, yes. Yeah. Yep.
So it does. So you've seen that happen before.
Yep. Not so much as this year, but, you know, each year is different. Each election is different. So,
sure.
You know, we're seeing the results of that.
So anything on the website, I can go there and look. Anything new sitting there that you're going, hey, you got to check this out?
Yeah, we've got, you know, a few properties that, you know, are kind of just sitting there right now that, you know, they've taken some price reductions. They're motivated to get sales going on it. And, you know, we're always in the works with another property coming. But it just depends, you know, how fast the seller wants to get the property listed. So yeah, there's always something in the works.
So what do you do? Okay. And this is kind of a broad question. What do you kind of do with a seller that's just getting really frustrated with things? I'm sure you've run into that before too. It's like, Sherry, is this ever going to sell? I mean, what do we need to do?
Yes, that does happen, unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
You know, and our best, knowledge is going into that property and providing, a comparable property report.
Sure.
We look at what they have to sell and what has sold recently that's very comparable. And, you know, we give them a range of where that house should list and hopefully sell. We do see that sellers say, oh, no, that's just, you know, too low for my property.
Yeah,
they price it
exactly.
up. And then they come back and wonder why,
mm-hmm.
You know. And I always say the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
You know, we're not creating these numbers off the top of our head. We're going with what the market is telling us.
So is that kind of how you balance it out when a seller looks at you and it is sky high and you know it is, and you know it's like, look, this is going to sit here forever.
It is. And, you know, I'll be completely honest with that seller and just say, okay, here's our facts. This is what we're looking at. And, you know, it can be very detrimental if they do price that property too high.
Sure.
You know, they want to sell, but do they really want to because of the price? You know, and I'll let them know, you know, I really feel like we're just too high in the market. Completely their call at what they want to list at, but I'm giving them my professional opinion.
Absolutely. And you've got the experience and years of experience to back it up. Hey, let's switch gears. Let's talk Festival of the Trees, your pet project, a great project down at Heritage Square. Tell us about this.
Yes, I am so excited. Wednesday and Thursday this week, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., we start really our celebration of the holiday season, and we'll have 27 trees set up this
wow.
year, which is completely amazing. Once again, the community has just really stepped up, and we are greatly appreciative of that. So 27 families are going to receive a Christmas tree that might not otherwise have a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And we've added a new spin to it this year. I'm still finding individuals that want to contribute. We've met our max number of trees, so we've decided we'll take monetary donations. And with that, we're going to turn that around and provide hopefully enough holiday meals for all of those individuals.
Wow. And you just thought about that because it's like, okay, you were saying you were kind of skittish about once all the slots were filled.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I don't want to turn people away. So you came up with this idea.
I did, you know, and our community is so giving. And, you know, we don't realize how lucky we are to have a community that's like this, that's backing. And, you know, just the support out there is just amazing.
So if people want more information on Festival of the Trees, they can just give you a call down to Action Realty and you can help them out.
Yep, exactly. 642-4700, or they can call my cell number, 640-2146.
All right. Always great to have you in here talking real estate, and especially Festival of Trees, too. I know that's it's Christmas, kind of your favorite season.
Exactly.
All right. Sounds good. Sherry Bellin from Action Realty. We talk with Sherry and Steve every Tuesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
She's tumbling out of bed and working 9 to 5. That is Dolly, of course. Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Election Day Tuesday going on, which means meatballs. I'm not talking candidates either. I'm talking...